Prologue. Moving a body proved more problematic than I had anticipated. Luckily, she'd left her car in a poorly lit side street, so knocking her unconscious and bundling her inside my van, parked nearby, should have been straightforward. My heart raced as I fumbled with her arms, trying to keep her upright. I pressed her against the passenger door of the vehicle as I reached for the handle of its sliding door. It stuck and I cursed silently. Then, I heard the sound of conversation and noticed a group of young people at the end of the street, laughing and joking. Three figures moved towards me, so I turned, trying to conceal the body I was propping up against the van. Now, I tugged harder at the handle, and relief washed over me as it flew open. I bundled her inside and drew the door closed with a reassuring thud. Seconds later, I sat in the driver's seat, thrust the key into the ignition, and drove away. It had taken me a week to draw up a short list of venues, places where I could exhibit successfully, that would do justice to my work and display my art to the widest audience. I'd eliminated three of the possible premises. One had a complex alarm system, judging from the flashing lights on a box screwed to the outside wall, and far too many locks on the back door. A second had limited access from the rear. I'd pondered the third location because it had a wonderful plate glass window, but it was right next to a pound shop, and I couldn't bear the thought of exhibiting next to such a place. But a voice inside my head told me art must be for the masses, and that I shouldn't be so bourgeois and elitist. There was a cafe across the road, so I sat there, drinking coffee, eating dried-up carrot cake, staring at the location, and persuading myself I had to dismiss my petty prejudices. I visualized how things would look, how people might react, the comments, the public acclaim. A group of three men congregating outside the shop caught my attention because of their posturing and raised voices. When two girls walked past them, they started jeering at them. It was a disgusting spectacle, just like football hooligans. I wanted to rush over to admonish them, but common sense prevailed. Did I really want my exhibition there? I left my latte and enough change for the bill and strode away in disgust, and disappointment too, because I had to restart my search. But being dedicated to my artistic practice meant having to deal with setbacks, pick myself up and refocus. I did just that over the next few days, and soon enough I was rewarded when I spotted a recently closed shoe shop. The location was perfect, adjacent to a boutique selling women's clothes and a delicatessen with expensive-looking cold meats and fancy cheeses from Europe on display. A brisk walk down the rear lane had established that the access was slightly smaller than I would have liked, but practical nevertheless. It meant I could plan, which was always the most exciting part of any new project. That evening, I passed the premises, checking carefully for any sign of activity from the nearby shops. Once I was satisfied nobody was around, I parked some distance away from the lane at the back. I sat watching and waiting. Once it was quiet, I pulled out and drove down the deserted alleyway and reversed up to the rear entrance.